When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, Making Steel Wars is a brand new supporter exclusive show where myself and MakingStarWars.net's Jason Ward go into the stories behind the stories. Here's a clip. Hey guys, welcome to the Making Steel Wars show, exclusive on the Steel Wars supporter page. I am with my co-host. Welcome back for the year 2017, Jason Ward.
I'm in the future. It feels like the future. I still think it's 2016.
I'm in the more future, buddy, so deal with that.
I know. I was getting to see Star Wars movies first, getting to have New Year's first, Christmas first. What the? Whatever, man.
It was weird because I don't think ever before I've been more connected to American New Year's, partly because Jackie was over there for New Year's this year, which was sad. But, yeah, on New Year's Day, I was sort of like, you know, I couldn't even be bothered starting fresh. I was just like, yeah, I'll start fresh on American New Year's Day. That's how Americanized I'm getting now.
Starting fresh, I'm just continuing the same mediocrity from last year. Nothing's changing over here.
Oh, really?
That's a promise.
I'm fired up. I am fired up. And this content is proof of it. Now, Jason, could we have picked a more news-filled two-week period to not do a podcast in?
Yeah, it made a lot of sense that we didn't podcast all the time. But you were on like a podcast roll, weren't you? I was like, nah, man, he's over there being prolific. I'm just hanging out waiting to be called up into the fight.
So yeah, I'm still I broke my promise. I was trying to get 31 bits of content out in the month, and I think I got 21.
I mean, I guess you could ask the question. Is just too much still a good thing?
Too much? Yeah. I don't know
how you do it, man. I would get tired.
Yeah, I actually think it is too much, but but I just wanted to do it, and I had some help, so that's fine. But then I was sort of just like, but if I take in, I did 5 Star Wars minute episodes, and then I was on Blue Harvest, and then I did this, and then I did that. I was on Star Wars Underworld's Boxing Day show. So if you want to, you know, if you want to take that sweet content in, then you're done, son. But anyway, let's start with Carrie Fisher. We haven't really talked about that with each other as yet. But we have both made some nice, hopefully nice, tributes on our respective podcasts. How'd you go with that one, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's like a huge bummer. And the thing I've noticed, though, from the culture, I guess, around Star Wars or us, the online presence, is that there's sort of this like weird divide between people who understand who Carrie Fisher seemed to be, the person I think she was, and then Princess Leia. And like, so my angle on it was just kind of like, I wanted people to realize like Princess Leia didn't die. Carrie Fisher did, and she might be the ultimate Princess Leia of all time. But the actor died, not the character that we love as well. So, you know what I mean? There was like, there could be more good Princess Leia in the future. It's not necessarily like the end of her. And then, as far as Carrie Fisher goes, that is just such a loss, because I don't think anyone will ever be Princess Leia as good as she was. And I don't want to see her, like, I don't want to see General Leia recast in episode 9 or something like that. I would rather, you know, if they have an out in episode 8, I hope they take that instead, personally, which I know isn't like the most popular thing to say, but I don't know if I want to see, you know, do you want your, I don't know, what do you even compare it to? Stepmom Princess Leia? You kind of want your real mom. You want Princess Leia. You know what I mean? Or General Leia. It's such a conflicting kind of thing as far as the story goes.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. And, like, At the start, I you know, obviously didn't want to talk about, you know, like, what happens to Princess Leia going forward. Because it just, you know, it was just a bit of, I don't know, get your nerd priorities in order.
Definitely.
You know, for a while. And if that is your priority, then, you know, maybe just chill out for a little bit and let everyone else to simmer down. Do you know what I mean? It's just a little...
No, totally.
Yeah, but totally. I the thing that sticks with me is just, like, those people, whether it's Rian Johnson or Kathleen Kennedy or this, that, or the other, God, they've just got some terrible, terrible decisions to make. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I just don't wish that upon anyone to have to make these decisions where there's, like, no clear right answer, but then there's probably a few clear wrong answers. And, like, I, you know, if there's, you know, obviously there's a lot of footage on the ground, on the, that get edited out, like, if they want to use something to make a hologram or, you know, like, so, I don't know, it's just, but I definitely, you know, the thought of having someone else play General Leia is just, ugh. They can't, and I just don't think that they'll do that. Like,
yeah, no, I don't think so. But imagine how hard it is for, like, let's just pretend Rian Johnson holds all the cards. It's probably more complicated than that, but let's just pretend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he actually knew this woman, not like, you know, us, where it's the superficial in passing sort of thing, and then, like, our general impressions, even if they're deep. You know, he actually knows this person. He's worked with this person. And then it's also this strange icon from his childhood, this huge, huge icon. And then now he has to figure out, how do you make this into a story that is also, like, fitting to her and her legacy of work that she did with Star Wars.
Mm.
Because, like, when you look at, like, when Han Solo dies in episode 7, like, you get a really big moment. And it's going to feel really strange if, you know, 10 years after the, quote, sequel trilogy, you know, we go and we watch it, and it's just like, oh, Princess Leia, it's all on the opening crawl. Like, we'll understand why. We'll know the real world reasons, but what is the right answer? What do you do? There's certain rumors about her in episode 8 that I don't know how much spoilers we go into in this, but that may have a way of just writing her out. It seems like it's possible if those rumors are in fact accurate, but it's so kind of preliminary stuff that I still don't quite 100% know if it's even possible, you know?
Yeah. Oh man, it's just, I don't know. I think with this, you just have to, as a fan base, go, we're going to catch a fair bit of slack on this one. But restraint is the key. Like, I don't want any CGI General Leia type action going on. But,
yeah,
again, no easy answers there. And it's just one of those things. In fact, whatever you do, someone's going to hate quite passionately, and you're probably used to that, but this is such a fired up thing. Like, you know, as you astutely pointed out, you know, a guy like Ryan Johnson, while he's got to make these hard decisions, he also, like, got to know and love her for a year. So,
yeah, I have to think that the only thing I could think of that is somewhat of a right answer is whatever it happens to be, it, however they go about it, it needs to prop up the new characters. Like, if the film was about Poe Dameron becoming a leader, whatever choice they make, I just hope that it's like they give it to Poe Dameron in a way where he takes the baton, and then it's like, wow, that was really, really good. And it's like, I'm sad that we lost Leia, but I'm glad that we have Poe. I hope it's something like that.
Well, I also hope that obviously they're going to have to go refilm some stuff. They're going to have to film some additional things. So I just hope that those assholes on the internet just take it easy with these reshoot rumors.
Yeah, there will be reshoots for episode 8. That's always been on the table. I'm well aware of that. And regardless of whatever may happen with them, I am well aware of that, just in case you guys don't know. If you followed anything in the last year about the Rogue One reshoots, you know why we're laughing.
To hear the full 80-minute episode plus all the other amazing bonus content on the Steel Wars supporter page, which includes every episode of Steel Wars full length, supporter Q&A exclusives, the supporter call-in bonus shows, movie commentaries, the Gonk and Steel's Trash Compactor, and Making Steel Wars, all that for just $3 Australian a month, which is about $2.25 American a month. And apart from all the bonus content, you get the warm feeling that you're supporting the content that you enjoy each week. But on the full episode, we talk about Rogue One opinions after repeat viewings, that time that Jason made Anthony Bresnikan sad, Woody Harrelson in the Han Solo film, and diversity in the Han Solo film, Saw Gerrera in Rebels, what might happen to Kanan and Ezra before the time of Rogue One, why you should give the Star Wars radio dramas another listen, and so much more in this 80-minute supporter-exclusive episode. To sign up, it's all handled on the Bandcamp platform. You get an exclusive RSS feed that gives you all the Steel Wars content without that messy advertising and my silly little plugs in the middle of the episode. All the links are at steelwars.com. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.